Chapter 15, The Morning Lecture, by A.T. Jones. The apostles were sent forth to preach the gospel, and its intention was to gather a people from the world and save them from their sins and bring them back into harmony with the government of God. So then the basis of the gospel is the recognition of God's government, which is supreme. In Rome, the supreme government was the Roman, and the highest idea was the preservation of the state. And this idea is the prominent one today, that men cannot claim their right to worship God according to their own idea, in violation of the laws of the state. Now we know that God has set limits upon the scope of power of the state, briefly stated as man's relation one to another. The Roman law forbid the worship of strange gods. Worship the gods in all respects according to the laws of your country, and compel all others to do the same. So when men nowadays try to compel men to do this, they repeat the same pagan principle. This principle is largely in men now, and when a national religion is adopted, it will be a pagan principle, although it is claimed to be Christian. So then we will have a Protestant faith amalgamated to a Catholic, hence an image to the papacy, a pagan Christianity. Anciently, prophecies were understood after their fulfillment, but the third angel's message is understood in advance, because this warns against the worship of the beast in his image, which is to be a living image exactly like the present. If we will understand and meet it, and show the wickedness in it, we must understand it thoroughly. To understand a counterfeit, it is necessary to study the original. If we study the counterfeit, we lose time. To comprehend the image, we must study the papacy, the parent and original. Study the making of the papacy, and then we will know the outcome of it, because the people today have to be warned of their danger. Remember, however, that the people will see all this, but they are now taking the first steps that will lead to it, but they do not see the danger. Now God has given us the light on this message to warn the people and show them the evil to follow. Before the church covered the pagan and called it Christianity, so now the same is being done. Well then, at that time Christians did not respect the established religion, and Rome declared it treason to profess or advocate any new religion, though the laws were framed before Christianity was in the world. So that the action of the Christians was high treason, punishable by death for the lower classes, of whom the Christians mainly came, Paul saying they were the offscouring of the world. The Jews also being despised by the Romans, and the Christians were despised by the Jews. So for the despised of the despised to rebel was insolence in the eyes of the Romans. When arraigned, they refused to obey, and upheld the law of God, even unto death, denying that the voice of the people was the voice of God, and so introducing a new religion. Only one thing was possible by the state, to enforce the law. The state did not wish to persecute, it had to enforce the law. No Christian had any time he could call himself safe, and that his life was in danger from the emperors, and only two of them up to the time of Decius, having legislated in reference to Christians. But as every festival and jubilee observance was engaged in to honor the gods, and as a Christian was forced to refrain from everything of the kind, they were constantly exposed to the malice of neighbors and friends, who complained of them and forced them before tribunals. The best of the emperors, respecting the laws, had them enforced rigidly. But the tyrants, caring nothing for law, left them unexecuted. The wickedness, then, was not in the men who governed, but in the system of laws that gave men the opportunity to persecute. The papal church claims that it never put anyone to death, that the civil laws were enforced simply. But the laws were dictated by the church, and said to the civil power, "Execute the papalities or be excommunicated." A man placed above restraint is but one removed from Satan, no matter how good originally. But the glory of Christianity is that the restraining influence of the Spirit of God is above all, and this restraint heeded makes saints. Now, if the papal system becomes a national one here, what will follow? Well, the laws will be enforced. Take the cases in Arkansas as perfect examples. Let me quote from the argument of the Supreme Court. The appellant's argument, then, is reduced to this, that because he consciously believes he is permitted by the law of God to labor on Sunday, he may violate with impunity the statute, declaring it illegal to do so. But a man's religious belief cannot be accepted as a justification for his committing an overt act made criminal by the law of the land. Here, it is distinctly stated that a man's religious belief cannot be made an excuse for disobeying the law. Now, this is the pagan principle of Rome, and Arkansas is not behind what other states will be if this system is adopted. This is only a pagan argument, and that is all they will see in it. Now, for years, we have been warning the people this was coming, but they have laughed at us. Now it is being attempted. They will say, it will never become law. When it does become law, it will not be enforced, they will say. And when it is enforced, they will argue, it is right to enforce the law. So then, as anciently Christians had to defend the law, even unto death, so will we have to do. They did not work simply for themselves, neither are we to do so. This message given to us is to go to every nation, kindred, people, and tongue. Eminent men will not come to our tent meetings and elsewhere, so they will have to hear these truths from us in prison and from the bench in court. So we will have to tell the people the law is wrong. The Christians never before asked for an exemption clause, neither can we. It would be a sanction of the whole system. It is not our work to ask for exemption clauses, but to hold up the truth against the flood of evil coming. Soon every one of us will be called blasphemers for saying that Sunday is not the Sabbath, and that the present movement is an image to the papacy. But God has given us the message to the world, and that is our work, and the power of God will sustain us.